very frustrating, no doubt about that. You know, very windy day, very gusty out there, very awkward conditions for both sides, fully aware of that. And defending against the wind first half, we knew it would be tough. And we give, I'm afraid, away a cheap goal in the first 5 minutes, which probably gave them a big lift. And from probably the first 5 or 10 minutes of the first half to half time, we defended very well for what we had to do. They only had one other shot on target, which hit the crossbar in the first 45 minutes. So just going 1-0 down at half time, we were quite relaxed about it. Felt that if we turned around and got on top from the start of the second half and got that equalising goal, we're going and win it. And we got that. You know, we got an early equalising goal there, a header which has gone in, and at one each there, really, there should only be one winner. Really, I think we had everything in our way and we were on top. But Lay Young in there, being fair to them, we didn't have enough quality in the final third. And to their credit, they, you know, clawed their way back into the game, and the sign was there when they hit the post. And they've done us on a free kick. Jake Cole's come, and I'm afraid he ain't got there, and they've scored. So, you know, disappointing, really, because, you know, we certainly had an opportunity to win the game and not to get nothing out of it. And the long journey back is very frustrating, yeah.
We said during the commentary, Gary, that you, after the goal went in, the second goal, and it put them 2-1 in front, you sort of lost your way just a wee bit, didn't you?
I thought we lost our way before that, John, to be fair. Gary, sorry. I thought we lost our way before that. I felt with one each, we were on top, and I thought we were going to win the game for the first 10 minutes after that, but we didn't have enough quality. We didn't show enough. And as I say, all credit to them. They kept battling. They got a lift because we didn't turn around and take the opportunities of stamping our authority on the game. And they've got the goal, so give them credit, you know, from that point of view. But from our point of view, I look at it as a game, really, where we should be going back down the M6 with a good result, certainly half of a result. But as I say, if you don't turn around and work hard enough, or you don't turn around and have enough quality over the 90 minutes, this is the sort of league where you get punished.
If we said to you before last week, Gary, three games coming up, two away at Chester and Barrow and one at home, would you have taken the 6 points?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But I don't think, you know, it does work like in a one-way. And I totally agree with you, but I looked at today and I felt today was a more of an opportunity, even more so at one each, to go on and win the game. When you beat Chester and beat Tranmere, when we equalised second half today, you can't have any excuse or look to try and find any. They showed a little bit more determination than us. We didn't have enough quality. And as I say, really, from an opportunity of scoring within 5 minutes of the second half to be one each, really, we should have go on and win the game. But we haven't done enough.